The fact that there are 100,000 comments under the BBC's post, even if you leave 10 million comments, they will not respond to you. Because for 12 years, I have been banned from speaking and appearing abroad. And worse than that, Restart has been an orphan for tens of thousands of years, and no one will broadcast its voice. You saw the cyber army of the Restartees in the virtual world, which should remind you of my last Friday, that Restart has 500,000 strong forces in Iran who will stand until their last moment and their last drop of blood. Welcome to the most dangerous program in 700 years. Welcome to Restart 68. A politician who is in politics is a sign that he doesn't understand politics at all, as a whole. He only understands a part of it. This is a very simple and clear point. Meaning a politician who is playing the game of politics himself is like that story I told that when we were kids, four people would play hokum, a card game. I didn't know where the ace of hearts or the queen of diamonds was, but my mother, who would bring the tea, knew who had the ace of hearts and who had the queen of diamonds, and she could read all the hidden hands of our politicians. My father told me, "Mohammed, learn politics from your mother. The Restart opposition is acting exactly like my mother, and that's why." When a politician is himself superficial, he will certainly not understand the whole of politics, because he himself is playing the game. I said this so that you would know, is the Restart opposition, or myself Restart, universal or what? Meaning if you are a Christian, you can be a subset of Restart. If you are a Jew, you can be a Restartee. If you are a Muslim, Restart cannot go under the subset. Where the Muslim, the Jew goes aside. This means Restart is a mystical Sufi program. It has been for hundreds of years, and all religions are under it. So we can say that in a religious view, Restart is secularism, the most secular power, and everyone is under it. Meaning 1 to 100 of Restart also contains 42. But this 1 to 100 doesn't exactly fit as a subset. And I said this last Friday, that an opposition that tells you abroad or inside the country, I am secular, instead of thinking you should just laugh for 50 minutes, because an opposition cannot be secular. So, in the future, when the country reaches Sufism and Sufism is poured into the legislative laws, five parties can exist under it, but Restart cannot go under a single party. This is very important. It doesn't matter if the party wants to accept it, your mom wants to accept it, or my mom. It doesn't matter. It can be under the flag of Restart Sufism. Why? Because Restart's perspective is not related to one religion. All religions are within it. And all those thoughts that I think exist in this legislative body have become subsets. Restart simply cannot be a subset of a political opposition, because a political opposition is a tiny bit secular and a small fraction of Restart. The second one is 1 to 100 of Restart. Another opposition is 91 to 100 of Restart. This was very deep. Now, why am I explaining this? Because the first 2 or 3 minutes are for Restart, because of the conflict between Shah Bekir, Iran. For this reason, it's certainly always the first 2 or 3 minutes. I decided to say it so you are aware. Next week on Saturday, we will talk about secularism and federalism. Praise be to God, so many isms and risms have been added that I am forced to explain them. I have to explain them because, unfortunately, my time is very limited and there is a lot to say about the political perspective. And if, God forbid, a simple incident happens in Iran, where will we go? These are the most important events that you and I must pay attention to, so I can give some explanations to see, for example, man, what will happen to the country of Iran after the regime change that is happening. Whether you like it or not, it's happening. What will happen after? Whatever we may pass over, the beloved's discourse is the sweetest. Today we want to talk about love. Unlike love, because it involves chasing girls and weddings. The bride is in it, the mother-in-law is in it, the wife's mother is in it, the father-in-law is in it, then every human who is born becomes familiar with it. In fact, one of the important secrets of love is that all people on planet Earth, whether you like it or not, have to pass through this valley, whether they understand it or not. They are in love with their aunt, whether they get a beating for it or not. And because the romantic relationship and love and understanding and clarification of love for the future, procreation, having children is the goal, the boyfriend you like, the goal of marriage contracts and non-contracts. Why do we even have to get a marriage contract? Who said we should pay money for a cleric or a priest to perform the ceremony? These are all the many questions that exist in the legislature of a Sufism, meaning that it's true that whenever religions came to power, they screwed everyone over. The reason was that they hid the literature and the mystics, the laws of the people of Sufism. Really, if I want to pick a poem from Hafez now, I want to start reading. A verse has been deleted from Hafez, and it's the answer. Who could have deleted this verse? First of all, the great-great-grandchildren of the Iranian people who, like me, didn't even care about the divan of Hafez. They don't listen to Saadi. We don't even understand what he's saying. Who has deleted this verse? Why is this verse deleted? Unless someone has been trained in a country like England. They told him, sir, this verse... I mean, they took Hafez, and someone who was an expert sat down and said, sir, if this verse exists, one day a program called Restart might be cooked up. A guy might want to explain it and explain the hidden corners of the minds of these people of Sufism. And then a country will go up in flames. Meaning out of fear of regime change or taking the government from the English and the Russians and giving it to the people, these verses have been deleted without you even understanding what's going on. So who would delete a verse from Hafez? The neighborhood grocer? Your mom? My mom? No, someone who is an expert in this, who knows which verse to delete, deletes it so that you and I remain in our ignorance, in our superstitious religious view. The best person to explain love, in short, is Hafez. And his pain isn't even that of Sufis like Rumi, Sheikh Bahari, and Faiz Kashani, but he explains this with beautiful brevity. But perhaps the best person who can be said to have navigated this valley of having a boyfriend, this lovemaking, this coquetry, this manifestation, is Fakhr al-Din Iraqi. And don't search for him too much on Wikipedia. There are probably 4 or 9 lines about Iraqi. I recited a couplet from him. The first wine they poured into the cup, they borrowed from the eyes of the drunken cupbearer. When they themselves revealed their own secret, why did they defame the Iraqi? He was one of the great Sufis during the time of Rumi. In essence, in a way, let me tell you, one of the people of Sufism at a time when they say he saw Rumi, or in any case, one of those times when that condition, when Sufism was more transferred to him. I don't know, important points from the Iraqi. He has very beautiful poetry and completely explains the perspective of love. So if someone wants to understand if he loves the girl or the boy, if the boy loves him, if that one loves, that one doesn't love, what's going on? He must have understood the valley of love, whether he wants to or not. But the Honorable Mr. Hafez reveals a great secret about love and forces me to go back to the beginning and explain the story of Adam and Eve at a higher level. So whatever I'm saying is not from Hosseini, it's from the people of Sufism for several hundred years, and we are explaining its hidden points to you. Hafez reveals a great secret. He considers the reason for the creation of man in the universe to be something else, something that if you delete that verse, you get completely confused and don't understand. In eternity, the ray of your beauty emanated from manifestation, love appeared and set fire to the entire world. Love, love, love. Eternity is a time that has no beginning, infinite in time. Azal is a place that has no beginning. In eternity, the ray of your beauty, the ray of light, the radiance of your beauty, your gorgeousness manifested. It burst out somewhere, love appeared. So when did love appear? Hafez says, he says it appeared in eternity. So where did the first lover come from? From eternity. What is Hafez saying? Here he's saying God had a girlfriend. God can't be one. My goodness, Hafez is saying exactly that. This verse I'm about to read for you has been deleted. It refers to the fact that God had a girlfriend, and unfortunately, in religions, they have removed this girlfriend. Let's review the story again. God, I'm just explaining the story of the religions for now. God created man, taught him the names, and breathed into him. He told everyone to prostrate to him. Everyone prostrated except Satan. A strange story, but a real one on this very planet. Satan, in this conception, in this thought that has arisen, they say prostrate. It is said to all the clergy of the religions who think they understand and do not prostrate before the perfect human. Meaning he won't go there and say, "Sir, I am your follower. I will listen to whatever you say." Why doesn't he do this? Because he is Satan. He thinks he knows a lot. He thinks he has read books, read jurisprudence, has a lot of knowledge, much bigger than throughout history. These 100,000 years, there has been a being named Satan, which in this interpretation refers precisely to these people and not to ordinary people, not the alcoholic, not the womanizer. None of them have a problem. They are in the middle of heaven because they are not Satan, but another being other than Satan. And Satan, in this interpretation, refers precisely to the person who thinks he understands more. Why should he prostrate to this? Because he thinks this one, with this face and belly and height and build, if you blow on him, he'll fall over dead. How can he have a connection with God? And I don't? How is this love a strange creature? And I am not. How can I be studying jurisprudence for 70 years, and then this one comes and says, "You must be my follower"? How can I, the educated, cultured, intelligent Rumi, be a follower of Shams, an old man, blown on the ground, a walking dead man? These are all Satan. So we have one God. Let's review the story from the beginning again. We have a being, we don't know what it is, which will become clear in the next level. And we have Satan and the angels and the ranks of angels that you see. In this story, there are four screenwriting characters that, if you look at Chekhov and Shakespeare, even Goethe, these great thinkers, except for, well, wherever you are in the world, you'll get the subject. So we have four strange characters in this story. Number one, a being called God. Number two, a being called Satan, who is the only one who doesn't prostrate. Everyone else prostrates, the alcoholic does. And the being that is lying there, into which was breathed, we don't know why. And the ranks of angels, meaning Hosseini. Right now, billions of angels. Why don't you kiss your feet every night? For God's sake, does your dad serve you more, or do your feet? They take you outside, they take you to that girl. You walk with your feet talk with you. Your feet make love, your big toe. Why do you sleep at night? Why don't you kiss your hand? You eat with your hand goes into that girl's hair, your hand goes into that boy's ear, your hand goes, men and women know. You write, your hand goes everywhere, you do everything with your hand. Why don't you take out your lips, your teeth, your nose, your lungs every night and kiss them? If you don't have this lung, you'd be dead. Just seeing that girl. So air has to come into the lung. The air of that girl has to go into your lung. Two airs go into the lungs of two people. You want to give these two a kiss. A simple kiss involves 20 billion things happening. You only see this lip, and then you say, don't say it. Are you that stupid? You only see these two lips? Is he a fool? No, man, that's not it. Billions of creatures are trying to make these two happen. The idiot committee comes and he says, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, I am your Basaji. Just like that, he grabs this one. Just like that, he grabs that one. Then we say, do the lips belong to you? They say no. We say, does the girl belong to you? They say no. We say, do the veins and sinews and all that belong to you? They say no. We say, then why are you arresting them? He says, they told me I'm a Basiji, I have to arrest them, meaning their name becomes, right, he's a prophet. This is exactly that being that came with God to us and has forcefully crammed himself into the house, and we should listen to his opinion too. Why don't you thank your hand, your lung, your organ, because you consider them your disciples, because you think you are the one commanding them, and they have prostrated to you and obeyed you. No judge summons a hand and says, "You slap this Hosseini." Come forward, please. Let Hosseini's hand remain. This hand slapped me, my love. A judge doesn't say such a thing. The judge says, "Forget the hand. This guy himself hit. This guy himself killed. This Hosseini did it. Forget it." Then we say, "Which Hosseini?" I say, "My hand hit." He says, "No, the details." He says, "No, that's the whole story. The judge says he himself hit. Arrest him. Why don't you thank them? Because in that script, the angels are your very hands and feet." Meaning in the script where God is standing, Satan is standing, and he says the angels are standing. The angels mean the hands and feet and lungs and organs. All are in service of my being alive, and there's an I which is myself, and a Satan that is inside me, and a being called God. All superficial loves, we want to interpret this, we want to read poetry with Hafez. All loves need two people, meaning there has to be one named the boy and one named the girl. Hafez reveals this secret completely. He says God also loved the girl but was too shy to tell anyone. He says at that moment, the creatures from God, show yourself. The reason Satan goes to hell is that Satan cursed God's mother in the definition of God. This is the great secret, I told you. I'll go back, I'll see the story from the beginning so we can see what the level means. Meaning Satan gave a curse to God but in a polite way. What did he say? Meaning God did something that Satan turned to him and said, he cursed. Sir, let's just sit down, read poetry, Hafez. Let's look at the verse that was deleted, read it again and see. In eternity, the ray of your beauty emanated from manifestation. Love appeared and set fire to the entire world. He showed a glimpse of his face, saw the angels had no love. God gave his skirt a little shake, saw no one was getting turned on. Didn't she have a husband? Did she have a husband? She was shaking her skirt, wasn't she? He showed a glimpse of his face. What does shaking her skirt mean? Did the husband have a shake?
He showed a glimpse of his face, saw the angels had no love, meaning the girl has cooked rice, made food, done everything, washed the floor, made it dirty, cleaned the kids, then got dressed, put on some cologne, all that. She basically prepares this for her husband. Her husband acts like a brutish goat. He doesn't see that she's become beautiful. He doesn't see, man, she did it for you. She made herself happy. God put on makeup. The story is like this. God put on makeup for himself, put on lipstick and so on, a very beautiful short skirt for the woman he wore it to, did his hair blonde and pretty and beautiful. In the story of Moses and the shepherd that Moses was cursing was seeing these things. He has to comb his hair, I don't know, do these things. This is Rumi's story. Then he combed his hair and so on, wore the short skirt, a very beautiful dress and whatever, left the top of his collar open, did his hair just so, and came out. He showed a glimpse of his face, saw the angels had no love. He came to Gabriel. Gabriel was like, he has to keep, his hair is done, Gabriel. No, he's enjoying it. He came to Azrael, a bunch of idiots, and Gabriel, nothing's happening. He looked at Michael. Michael was just looking. He says, he showed a glimpse of his face, saw the angels had no love. So the angels were missing something. Hafez says they had no love. Rumi says they had no love. This fire arose from this jealousy and struck Adam. He got pissed off. All women get pissed off. You go to all this trouble, and your boyfriend just walks by like that. They get pissed off. This fire arose from this jealousy and struck Adam. Meaning he looked, what a girlfriend, what a boyfriend, what a fairy, the second one, what legs. They deleted this verse. He desired a look to see in the world his own image. England deleted this verse. I say England because one must have been trained. There are some who are mystics at heart. They are trained. He has sent his child, who is 8 years old, is doing it. This family gets certified from Rumi. For 700 years, everyone has been getting certified from Rumi. Look what a brain has come out, that this one has become a Rumiologist, that one has become that, that one has become that. Everyone is making a living off Rumi. then he goes there to be taught so he can come back, get paid well, and write. Write like so-and-so people we'll talk about later. Write that, sir, we must delete this verse. If they understand this verse, it will shake things up. He showed a glimpse of his face, saw the angels had no love. This fire arose from this jealousy and struck Adam. He desired a look to see in the world his own image. He pitched his tent in the water and clay of Adam's farm. There is a huge message in this verse. Do you know what it says? It says they told God, show yourself. God said, certainly. He said, for me to show myself, I must have a mirror. Huh. What? All this poetry, all of literature and mysticism, mirror, mirror. They call this the conscience, meaning this God said, look, if I want to show myself, I must see myself myself. I must have a mirror so that you can look at me in this mirror. He created Adam. God created Adam like a mirror to see himself in Adam. He told Satan, what do you see? He said, well, his stomach is so ugly. This grotesque idiot didn't know it was God himself in the mirror. It's exactly like you're standing in front of a mirror. Then you tell your wife, come see how this one in the mirror is. Then your wife says, ew, yuck, idiot, whoever marries this one. You'd get upset. The secret was in this. God showed himself in Adam. The angels too. Ugh, yuck. What is this thing? Oh man, what is he saying? Ugh, ugh. The angels said, our Lord, what have you created? God, nothing. Cut it short. He kept wanting. They didn't let him finish his sentence. If he had said, sir, this is me, who would have listened? If he had said, sir, this image you are seeing is me. Hafez says he is saying, it's me. Satan goes and says, ugh, look at his leg. That conversation, look at his nose. God is, sir, he is to his sister, to the religion that, what? He didn't pay attention. The secret is in the mirror. One level higher, so you know where the story begins. Everyone complained. The being has fallen. The girl has fallen. God came and said, is this girlfriend pretty? You want to marry this one? Oh my God. God, don't you dare do it. And God had just strained to create him in his own image. Well, I saw that he lies. He is a trickster. His face looks like this.
He has imagination. He makes analogies. He kills people. He causes trouble. Well, their problem was that, as Hafez says, they had not seen the essence of God, that God is a killer. They didn't know that God is an oppressor. They didn't know that God is a trickster. They didn't know the inner essence of God. Damn its appearance. It's wrong. The appearance is actually correct. He desired a look to see in the world his own image. He pitched his tent in the water and clay of Adam's farm. Reason wanted to light a lamp from that flame. The lightning of jealousy flashed and disrupted the world. Reason came. Logic came into the middle. It said, I am the reason. You created me. I am great and I will. I am the reason. Honey, I am the reason. Man, they built a computer that multiplies billions and billions of numbers. I am that little tiny part. 99% of the brain, 97% of a human has no hard disk at all. They know the hard disk is 20. They should erase the hard disk and change it. They've just realized they can erase the hard disk. It's our right to erase the hard disk. If you are erasing the hard disk, pour this many trillions of books. Produce scientists. Produce scientists. Why doesn't a child, when it's born, something isn't done to put all the books inside it? We wouldn't have needed priests and rabbis and mullahs so much to interpret the Qurans for him. The Quran is crammed into the nucleus. It's solved then. He has the Quran himself. Reason wanted to light a lamp from that flame. Reason came in the middle and said, there is nothing higher than me. It hasn't been created. Gabriel. They say reason means Gabriel is higher. No, it's because Gabriel is the reason. The lightning of jealousy flashed. God looked. You're going towards my woman. Meaning Gabriel came to go towards the girl. Reason wanted to light a lamp from that flame. The lightning of jealousy flashed. God said,
You're not going near her. Hey, where are you going? Don't go to my woman. She's naked, man. Don't go. The lightning of jealousy flashed and disrupted the world. The claimant wanted to come to the spectacle of the secret. The hand of the unseen came and struck the chest of the uninitiated. What does claimant mean? Do not speak of the secrets of love and madness with the claimant, so that he may die unknowing in the pain of his narcissism. It explains beautifully what a claimant is. Do not speak with the claimant. A claimant is someone who is a rabbi, thinks he knows a lot, thinks he is in a relationship with God, thinks he is the guardian of the people. He arrests that one and thinks he understands a lot. When he sees a Sufi, he doesn't understand who he is. He thinks this one too has two eyes, two ears, and a nose. He doesn't know this Sufi has traveled 18,000 worlds and returned, and just as this official is talking to his wife in the bedroom, this Sufi is standing there. He doesn't know these things. He thinks he's like himself. He thinks because he's an idiot, the other one is like him too. The claimant wanted to come to the spectacle of the secret, meaning Satan came to see why they are like this. The hand of the unseen came and struck the chest of the uninitiated. The hand of the unseen came, slammed into Satan's chest and said, "Get out. This is not a place for you. This is the Haram Sara, man. I have a beautiful woman here that I don't want anyone to see. They named her the perfect human, so why must the perfect human be in the world?"
Hafez says, because he is the only one in whom God can see himself. That's why Sufi-like and these things that the mystics say mean this. It means that the perfect human is the only beautiful being in the universe, and this greatness has unfortunately been placed in an earthly body. Why? Because you always bury treasure. Nobody just leaves treasure out for anyone to come and take it. They've put a treasure named the Beautiful One into an earthly body that if you blow on it, it falls flat on its face. We don't see the treasure. When do we see the treasure? In eternity, the ray of your beauty emanated from manifestation, love appeared and set fire to the entire world. You have to have love to then push this body aside and see the beautiful one. You have to have a treasure detector. He said, "Get out of paradise. Akhraju min al-Jannah. Go outside." He put his hand in the ring of that curly lock of hair. Now he says he struck the uninitiated's chest, went to make love. He put his hand in the curly lock of hair, the beloved's trees. This thing they keep saying, the beloved's trees, the beloved's trees, these are people who have gone and come back and have seen these scenes with their own eyes. Last night I saw the angels knocking at the tavern door. They kneaded the clay of Adam and shaped it with the wine cup. This is what Hafez means. He says, "I saw it, man. Last night I saw it. I went and saw them mixing this clay. I saw it with my own eyes. He emptied the house, the wedding night, created man, struck the chest of the uninitiated. The angels are initiated. Why? Because they don't understand love. They are like the eunuchs of the harem. They don't understand love. That's why they can be in the room. That one came for service, the hands and feet came for service, and I am the one who is either filth or good." The angels are in the room. He struck the chest of the uninitiated and closed the door. Why? Because he too had lust. He too understood. Satan knew the story. Satan is also into lovemaking. He put him outside the door, went to make love. He put his hand in the ring of that curly lock of hair. Others cast their lot for pleasure. It was our grief-stricken heart that also chose grief. Were we the only ones? Were we sad there? You know, before restart, Hosseini used to wander around like an idiot. You know, since restart has been broadcast, now several thousand messages have come for us. "Sir, we can't sleep at night now. We scream. We cry when we wake up in the morning. We scream. We shout. We don't understand. We're confused. We're dazed." Why? Because the abscess has burst. That tumor has burst. You've just understood the subject. For 700 years, these words have not been spoken. One of the friends was saying that, "Sir, abroad, Sufi mysticism is not for export. You can't even tell the person next to you about Sufism. You need permission. It's not for export that we can export it to. Is it like Islam and Christianity that we can export?"
This is a favor done to the Iranian nation. When this program is over, they will shut down its speed. It will be over. This world was going for another 700 years. Now, because your heart was broken, whoever it was, you must have been a flower. You must have been fragrant. You must have been something. You were an Iranian that this program came along. Others cast their lot for pleasure. It was our grief-stricken heart that also chose grief. Hafez, on that day, wrote the joyous letter of your love when he struck off the means of a happy heart with his pen. Now, why should this verse be deleted? Because in this verse, he desired a look to see in the world his own image. It shows he had a girlfriend. There was a mirror in the middle. So God couldn't see the mirror himself in the angels. So God couldn't see himself in Satan. This secret that he is revealing anyway in these few verses of poetry. Hafez, that one about the claimant is one, a very important point. Another is what they give to that man, meaning in Sufism, whatever the perfect men have said, they've said for their own circle. They even say a perfect human is sitting somewhere with three people around him. These three are told something. They don't have the right to say it outside. It belongs to them. The rest. Now, you're sitting here talking about Muhammad's Quran. What about Muhammad's Quran? For example, Muhammad went to someone's house. They said, "Will you eat kebab?" He said, "No, sir, I don't eat kebab." Then the mullahs came along, published books, published 190 books that kebab is not permissible for reaching God. Now that one, then they said that Muhammad wanted to go see Abu Sufyan. Do you know why Muhammad said he wouldn't eat kebab that night? Now let's assume he did eat the kebab. He said, "Are you eating kebab?" "Yes, we are." Does Muhammad know why he ate kebab? No, the pulpits talk like this, don't we know? No, he had a meeting with Abu Sufyan that night. "What do you eat kebab with?" "With onions." "Bravo." He ate onions and his mouth would smell bad, so that in the evening at Abu Sufyan's house, they interpret it this way. Everything a perfect human has said in any era belongs to that same era. It has no connection to now. Now we have to see what that beautiful one has said. Now we have to see what that beautiful one is saying. Right now, in the two-legged human being called Hosseini, are you connected to God right now? If you are connected to God, you have this telltale sign. What is this swearing by the Prophet's family? So why don't you light up? If you are plugged into the socket, why don't you light up? And the only way to connect is this restart way. I leave you with the only beauty that is then God. He was created because God only sees himself in him, and he created him, and the universe is in him. Farewell.